Welcome to episode 46. Today we'll be reading Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. This verse is one of the most commonly used verses in evangelism because it clearly declares the great problem of all mankind. It leaves no one out, makes no allowances for economic or social status, shows favoritism to no man. All have sinned. But what does that mean? If we look at the definition of the word sin, it means to miss the mark. Think of an archer with a bow and arrow taking aim at a target. He pulls the arrow back, aims the bow, and releases the arrow. It misses the target completely and falls to the ground. This is a picture of sin. The target is righteousness, and the bow and arrow are our attempts to live in such a way as to hit that target and obtain righteousness. But we all, without fail, miss the target completely. Even the most benevolent and philanthropic people you can think of, they too miss the mark. Those that we think of as the best among us have not come any closer to obtaining God's perfect righteousness in their own strength than the worst among us. We all fall so infinitely short that those differences are irrelevant. Many people will object to this, protesting that they are good people. But by what standard? Your own? If we all get to make up our own standard for righteousness, then we will have 7.5 billion different standards of righteousness. Which one is right? They can't all be right. Is the pedophile righteous if his standard says that it's okay to do things that bring you pleasure? None of us would agree with that. And whatever standard you set for yourself, someone would disagree with at some point. Even in our earthly systems, the laws are set for all people to follow. Everyone doesn't get to make up their own laws. If the speed limit is 50, I don't get to decide that I would prefer to go 110 without experiencing the consequences of that. The governing authority sets the laws for all. Otherwise, there would be chaos. God is the governing authority. In Luke chapter 18, Jesus told a parable of two men who went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, "God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess." And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. It's a humbling thing to admit that you're a sinner, but it is the beginning of redemption. Thank you for listening. If this has been an encouragement to you, please subscribe and share.